This is the Michael Bryan Show.
Inspire, empower, and educate with Devin Garcia. Devin, what have you overcome or achieved?
So I like to say that I'm a recovering toxic extrovert. I used to always have to be around people, and I felt super uncomfortable being myself or being alone in silence.
What was that like? I imagine that being quite a internal journey that you went on.
Yeah, it was tough. So the struggle was, the main thing that, like, the story I had that overcame the struggle was my friend had invited me to try a hot yoga class with her. So I was down to try it. We were like in our early 20s. We wanted to try the new hot thing. And when I had arrived, she wasn't there. So it was kind of like a really big fork in the road moment for me, because I typically would have just gone home. That was my comfort zone. I would have never done something alone. But I also didn't want to turn around and leave since I was already there. I thought, do I really want to miss this opportunity? So even though it was really tough for me to think of doing something alone at the time, it was completely out of character, but I went to the class by myself.
It sounds like that's something that you went on to do more with, so something that would go against what your character otherwise was. So what steps are you taking to overcome this consistently?
Yeah, so at that time, like when I was in the parking lot deciding whether to go or not, I just took tiny little steps. I was like, okay, just go into the studio. I don't have a yoga mat, so if they have ones to rent, then I will stay. If not, I'll just go home. And they had mats to rent. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go into the room and see if I can handle the heat. And if not, I'll just leave. And I could handle it. So then I was kind of stuck taking the class because I decided that I could handle it. And for me, it was kind of like an overthinking thing. I always worried that if I was alone, people would be looking at me like, oh, like, why is she alone? If I was at like a restaurant, I was worried people were thinking, oh, did she get stood up or stuff like that? So for me at that moment, I just had to not overthink it. I just had to think of the next step, not like three steps down the line. And just doing that helped me a lot in where I'm currently at, because I loved the class and I ended up sticking with yoga. I'm a yoga teacher now. So yoga really helped me to overcome that struggle of having to be around somebody all the time.
It seemed like you mentioned it a little bit before, Devin, but if you could boil the lessons down to just three, what would they be?
One, that everyone is not judging you all the time. They're too consumed with their own stuff. Not everybody's always looking at you and thinking why you are doing a certain thing. That I could actually do something alone and enjoy it and not feel completely uncomfortable. And then the third big, huge lesson, I think the biggest one for me, was that the magic happens outside of your comfort zone. So even though something seems totally scary and uncomfortable, usually that's when you find the most growth and awesome things end up happening. I never would have become a yoga teacher if I didn't go to that class by myself.
Now, if you would go back, if you were in a time machine and could go back, would you change anything? Would you do anything differently?
I probably wouldn't. I would just maybe tell myself, if I saw myself, to just go for it. Just like take a deep breath and just go for it. You'll be surprised at the awesome things that are going to happen.
If people wanted to learn more about you and your world a little bit, where can they go? How can they do that?
They can visit my website, which is www.stretchloveyoga.com, and there's links to my socials on there as well.
Thanks so much for being a guest on the show. Feel free to subscribe, share the show, leave a review wherever you are listening into your podcasts.